Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. If you're a gardener or just looking for a volunteer opportunity, then put November 14th on your calendar and take part in the Sheldon Lake State Park Prairie Plantathon.
And we hope to get 100, 125 people out here to spend the morning and see if we can get 3,000 or so plants planted in the ground. We got 2,600 in a four-hour period last November.
Robert Comstock is superintendent of Sheldon Lake State Park, which is outside of Houston. The plantathon is part of an ongoing effort to replant 400 acres of the park with native tall grass species.
Hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll have all the prairies in the park restored to their former glory.
Many of the native grasses used during the plantathons and the weekly restoration projects are rescued from construction sites around Houston by members of area Texas Master Naturalist chapters.
They'll dig up clumps of native grass that they identify from projects all throughout the Houston area. And they'll take these clumps of grasses and break them apart and put them into one-gallon pots where they'll sit for about 3 months to get their roots established.
We have more information about the plantathon at passporttotexas.org. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to restore native habitat in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.